All right, good morning, everybody. Good morning. How are you guys doing? Give me a thumbs up if everybody's doing good. Yes, beautiful, fantastic. One of the things that we have been committed to in our leverage group, which by the way, those of you in leverage know we had an incredible, incredible, literally step-by-step game plan call yesterday, is that we are sharing with each other right now, literally every single day when we take a listing, when we make a sale, when we close a deal, for the lenders in the group when we open a loan. And so that is really inspiring, everybody, because not only are we checking in with our workouts and we're checking in with our journals, but on top of that, we're checking in with production right now. So here's what I'd like to do from all of you real fast. I'd like all of you to check in right now with what has gone on production-wise in the last 5 days of quarantine. How many listings, how many sales, how many closings? Share us your victories real fast. What has gone in the last 5 days of quarantine? Share with us your production victories. 2 new escrows, beautiful. Dawn with the closing, beautiful. Jack, yes, you got it. Awesome, good job, my man. Jack got a new listing signed, awesome. Omar, 2 new listings, 3 new escrows, 2 closings. Jack and Omar are part of our leverage group, by the way. Ramon, 1 new in escrow, beautiful. Ramon's a wonderful agent. Jose Alvarez, 2 escrow, 1 listing. Lorena, 1 escrow, 1 closing. Jesse, 1 closing. Sandy, closed 1 just in time. Yali, 1 listing. Ismael, 2 buyers are qualified. Jose, 1 escrow. Ernesto, 3 open escrows. Woo! Hey, I'm proud of all of our Intero people and our coaching plan. You guys are doing really, really good. Keep it up. Shannon, cash offer on my listing. Shannon, welcome back to the company. I got to tell you, just by being around us, you're going to make more money. You're probably experiencing that right now. I love it. I love it. I love it. Maribelu, opened 3 new escrows, closing an escrow today, waiting on 2 listings. Good job, Maribelu. Irma, opened 1 new escrow. Sandra, all contingency removed on 1 of my listings yesterday. Whoo, hey, Sandra, get it closed. Okay, push them. Maria, getting qualified with 2 buyers. Roxana, 1 open escrow. Beautiful. Okay, I want you to guys write this down, this thought. Write down this thought, please. Okay. What's happening right now is not an indication. What's happening right now is not an indication. By the way, if you have a camera, share it. I'd love to see your face. Come on now. Come on now. What's happening right now is not an indication of who you are as a business person, okay? What's happening right now is not an indication of who you are as a business person. Okay, good. What's happening right now is not an indication of who you are as a business person, okay? So listen, I wanna remind you guys of this. You know, you're going to be coming across certain situations, right? You're going to be coming across certain obstacles, right? That you're going to have to navigate around right now naturally, okay? Some battles you're going to win, some battles you're going to lose, some battles you're going to learn from. Please remember, okay? Please remember that what's happening today, what's happening right now, it's not an indication of who you are as a business person or who you are as a human being. And I'm telling you that because guilt could start setting in for some of us. Guilt could set in and we could say, you know what? Gosh darn it. I wish I would have done this leading up to this. Or I wish I would have known. If only I would have known that I would have done this. Or if I would have known on that file that maybe I would have pushed them a little bit harder. If I would have known this and I would have to do this. Don't do that to yourself, guys. Don't do that to yourself. Okay. Everybody take a deep breath. Everybody exhale. Listen to me, the past is there to teach us a lesson. That's it. It's up to us if we're gonna allow ourselves to actually learn that lesson, right? That's a decision we have to make. I'm telling you right now, this coronavirus thing right now, this is teaching every one of us a very unique individual lesson. Would you agree? Give me a thumbs up. Yeah, every single one of us, we are learning a unique lesson that we need to be learning in order to get better at this game called being a human being. Every single one of us. Okay? Yesterday, I'm on the phone with one of our great coaching clients from Leverage. This individual runs an organization that is booming right now. They're opening sales left and right. I think they're going to open something like 20 sales this month in the midst of all of this. And, you know, it's causing everybody on their team to run virtually. And so as they're it's running everybody to run virtually, this individual says to me, you know what? I go, okay, so what's the problem right now? Because we just finished the group call. I'm doing one-on-ones with everybody in the program right now. All right, so what's the problem right now? But the individual goes, well, you know, the problem is that, you know, I can't control them. You know, they're all over the place. Okay, great. So what's the problem with that? Well, you know, I mean, I told the team this. I said, listen, my favorites are so-and-so and so-and-so. And so, you know, we're going to see who my favorite is today. Interesting. All right, great. It's okay. Can I ask you a question? Yeah, the individual said. I said, do you have any issues originating deals right now? She said, oh, no, that's my last issue. That's my last issue. As a matter of fact, I have so much business, I don't know what to do with myself. Okay, great. Do you have any business, any issue making money right now? Oh, no. Money's just coming in like crazy right now. No, not at all. Okay, great. May I give you some coaching? Sure, Danny, what's up? I said, then you don't really have an issue. You don't really have an issue. You have a lesson that your ego is trying to teach you right now, that your higher self is trying to teach you, that your ego has been needing people to want you so badly this entire time, that now that your team is finally getting a chance to work from home, you don't feel them need you. As you're trying to create different ways for them to need you by saying things like, who's going to be my favorite today? I'm here to let you know, if you ever plan on scaling your business and becoming a true CEO, that is not going to work, because people needing you is not scalable. See, guys, that's the power of coaching. That's the power of the coronavirus. This thing is trying to teach you a lesson. I don't know what your lesson is, because the lesson is different for everybody. But if you're paying attention, it's showing you an individual lesson. Today, I put up Bill Gates' lessons that he's learned. Tomorrow, I'm going to do another one of my videos. And I got to challenge you. What is the lesson this thing is trying to teach you? Some of you have known about getting better with your health, and you just have chosen not to do anything about it. Some of us have known we need to spend more time with our families, and you know, the struggle of work has been more important. Some of us are very, very big, very, very big on controlling and choking all of our files. You know, the reality is that the ego is being forced out of the box right now. And if you can look at it, if you can look at the tricks of the ego, right, then I think this is your opportunity to create, develop, and live an incredible, incredible life. So I thought I'd start off with that before I get into that script. Did that challenge you in any way? If so, give me a little thumbs up. Did that challenge you at all? Beautiful, good, fantastic. Okay, guys, so I'm gonna start off with the script here. By the way, have you guys been enjoying this? You guys, has this been helpful? Yes, thumbs up, helpful, yes, good. Okay, good. Fantastic. So as promised, guys, we're going to April 1st. So we're 7 days a week from this thing ending, 7 days away, right? So take full advantage of this. Okay, here we go. So when we go here to the seller prequal script, right? We're going to start with the question. I'm going to assume, however, that you will price the property in a way that will allow it to sell. Is that correct? I'm going to say that again. I'm going to assume, however, that you're going to price the property in a way that will allow it to sell. Is that correct? I want you all to underline or write down the word allow. Allow. Allow is there because it insinuates that if they don't make the right decision, then they're not allowing the house to sell, meaning they're keeping it from selling. Okay, so notice the way the script breaks down. It's three questions that is going to help you. And I'm going to teach you a fourth to start pricing the home right before you even show up. Half of us don't take listings because we don't know how to price them correctly. For those of you in all of our programs, you know we developed the Morel pricing presentation. It is so freaking powerful that when you go to price it, if you follow it, you just have to go like this, which one? And they go that one. And they pick the best price. You don't even have to sell for it. All right? So pay attention. Here we go. Question number one, how much do you want to sell the home for realistically? Say it just like that. How much do you want to sell the home for realistically? Whatever they say, you write it down. In front of you, not in front of you. The coronavirus has taught us that we've been winging it for too long. Give me a thumbs up if you would agree. Yeah, we've been winging it for way too long. Now I'm teaching you the exact words to do. Here we go. Follow me, everybody. You're going to do it exact. Just from this point forward, I want you to raise your right hand. I want you to repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that from this point forward, I will no longer wing it. And I will do the seller prequel portion of my presentation exactly the way you teach it. So help me God. Okay, here we go. You could do it your way or you could do it my way. And I'm just telling you, we've coached hundreds of agents and help them improve their business. Everybody pick up a pen. Everybody pick up a pen, a pencil, an Apple pencil, or whatever the case may be. Here we go. I want you to go like this. Look at me. Ready? How much do you want to sell the home for realistically? Do it just like that. Okay? Try it again. How much do you want to sell the home for realistically? You want to get down and start writing. This is a questionnaire. This is you starting to identify and build your case. So when you ask the question, how much do you want to sell the home for realistically? Whatever price they give you, you kind of already know the value of the house. You're a professional. So sometimes I know the house is worth, let's say, $350, and they tell me $400. So I ask the question, how much do you want to sell the home for realistically? And they'll tell me $400,000. And I will write down the number $400,000. Excellent. Everybody say that. $400,000. Excellent. I said everybody. Some of you guys are looking at me cross-eyed. Come on, say that. $400,000. Excellent. Okay, beautiful. You have to repeat and approve whatever they say because you're not fighting with them. You're agreeing with them, okay? I'm going to assume, however, that you will price the property in a way that will allow it to sell. Is that correct? Now, notice the way I say it. I'm leading them into a yes. I'm going to assume, however, that you will price the property to sell, price the property in a way that would allow it to sell. Is that correct? Yeah. Or sometimes they'll say, well, I'm not going to give it away. And whenever they say you're not going to give it away, you do exactly as I do. Ready? Ready? Just exactly as I do. Ready? Do that. Some of you guys don't even know how to laugh. Like, come on, you got to get like happy. You got to be a joyful, gleeful person. So do it again. Okay. And you say, after the laugh, you said, if you were going to give it away, I'd be more than happy to take it off your hands. Say that. You guys think I'm kidding. That's exactly how you do it every time. I'd rather know how to do something every single time the exact way than to be caught off guard. Okay? So, but then I'm going to ask them, so tell me, what's the price you won't go below? And I got to get firm on this one. What's the price you absolutely will not go below? And then they're going to tell you, well, $390. Okay, listen, people. Can I do a little be honest with all of you? Give me a thumbs up if I can be honest with you. Okay, watch. This is what drives me crazy about humanity. I'm going to show it to you right now. Okay. All right. Let's talk real talk. Or as Hispanics say, la pura neta. Let's just talk real talk. Okay. Okay. A lot of you don't coach with us. That's okay. I understand that. But you don't coach with us for one reason and one reason only: money. And we're not attracting the money because of one underlying reason: belief system. Right? And that's okay. I understand that. Watch how I'm going to show you in this move right here, how in one sentence, it will pay for your coaching, for your time working with us forever. In one sentence, on one script, on one scenario. Watch. Now listen, this is what most agents do. These are why listings expire. Who can remind me? Why does a listing expire? Who can remind me? Listings expire because of a lack of leadership. That is why. So if I know that the house is worth 350 and they're telling me 400 and I ask the question, what's the price you will not go below? And they say 390. What did I already do? By the way, all of you saying overpriced, it's not because of overpriced. Because with the right leadership, you'll never take an overpriced listing. You just won't allow it. Okay? But good answer. What's the price you won't go below? I took them from 400 to 390. Did you see that? I chipped away $10,000 of that listing before I even showed up. Who wants me to show you how to chip away another $20,000 before you even show up? Make it $25,000. If you want me to show you, say me. Want me to show you? Okay, perfect. See, this is the difference. You see, many of us, we walk in with the mindset that we don't know how to lead or communicate, so we will take that $400,000 listing. We'll take that $400,000 listing, and we're so desperate for a listing, we'll take it at 4%. Where all agents will get the listing at 350, right? And on top of that, they'll take it at 6 or 7%. That's the difference between you having a listing that sits there and doesn't sell and costs you money, or a listing that you take that makes you money. Watch this, I'll prove it to you. Omar Alfaro?
Yeah, I'm here.
How many listings have you taken so far this year?
31.
31. How many deals will you close this year?
On track for 100.
On track for 100. And that's you, your personal business, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's all. Goodbye. See you later. Bye, buddy. Bye. See, that's what's possible, people. That's what's possible. Okay. And I remember the day Omar joined us 2 years ago. This is the beautiful thing about him. He was like, you know what? All this script stuff is not me. I don't know it. I've never done it before. Remember that, Omar? I remember that. He's like, but you know what? I'm in, man. Just show me how to do it. I'm in. Boom. Business took off. Here we go. Just took him from 400 to 390. Watch. Pay attention. Let's pretend for a second. Question number one, how much do you want to sell the home for real estate? $400,000. $400,000, terrific, great. I'm going to assume, however, they will price the property in a way that will allow it to sell. Is that correct? Beautiful, perfect. So let me ask you, what's the price you won't go below? $390, excellent. I'm going to write that down. So I got a question for you. Let's pretend for a second that I found you a cash buyer. Yes, Omar's saying pay attention because this is what's going to make you money. Let's pretend for a second that I found you a cash buyer. That buyer was ready to go. Ready to close escrow, and had a deposit check in hand, ready to open it and close the entire deal in 15 days or less. Yet, he came in with an offer of 365. Would you at least consider looking at it? Now stop right there. You be honest with me right now. If I posed that scenario to you, I didn't say, would you take it? I said, would you at least consider looking at it? And look at my language. Look at my body language. Look at how I'm leading people. You ready? Let's pretend for a second that I found you an offer. And that offer came in as a cash offer, deposit check in hand, and they were ready to open escrow and close it in 15 days or less. And yet, the offer came in at 365. Tell me, would you at least consider looking at it? You would look at it, right? See what I did? I suggested them the answer. You would look at it, right? Guess what they're going to say? Well, yeah, I think we'd look at it in that scenario. Perfect. Here's what. Listen, write down these words. Perfect. And I'm going to write down that you would at least entertain a 365 offer. God forbid they would have told me 380 when we started. I would have gotten them down to 350. But you know what I did? I just chipped away at the freaking price. I haven't even showed up to the house. I haven't even shown up to the house. Now I'm in a position of power because everyone else is telling them the opposite. Everyone not coached by us or not working with us just wants to get a listing. So guess what they'll tell them? Yeah, sure, 400,000, 4%. Hell, I'll do it for 3%. Come on, sign right here. Everyone else in the real estate industry negotiates, works, and accepts down. Because of one word, standards. And the beautiful thing is you could say the words that I'm telling you. There's nothing stopping you. You just got to practice them over and over and over again. So now here's my question to you. My question to you is, what did you learn from that little scenario right there? Those little questions right there in the middle of the script. I hope you can see now how these words are not just words. They're not just words, people. It's a way to move people. It's a way to move people in the direction that you want to move them into. Right? First, we started with the motivation, right? And then we're going into price, right? And then we're going to close. And I'm going to teach you how to close before you even show up to the appointment. This is the difference that makes the difference. This is what will cause you to work 7 days a week to close 15 deals a year or 5 days a week to close 150 deals a year. This is it right here. Your belief system and your skill set. It's the name of the game. And the beautiful thing is that every single human being listening to my voice can 100% do what I'm teaching you to do. It's just going to take time and training, time and training. What we have figured out is that it typically takes our people about 24 months to actually master these skills. Repetition, repetition. Because you see, you have been, how do I say this? You have been taught by your parents, by your family members, and by everyone around you to be a passive communicator. Write that down. A passive communicator. What does that mean? It means since you were a very small little child, please listen to me. You've been taught two things. Number one, a struggle mentality. It's literally been imprinted in you. You saw your parents struggle. You were taught about struggle. You were taught things like money doesn't grow on trees. You were shown ideals and belief systems that were not your belief systems. They were your parents' belief systems. They were your uncles and aunts' belief systems. See, the difference that makes the difference, guys, is that some of us never grow out of or are trained out of or learn how to get out of the mindset and mentality that the people who loved us showed us and imprinted into our minds without us even agreeing to it. We didn't even have the right to agree or disagree because we were little kids. You know, the second thing they did, it taught us how to speak. in a very passive, suggestive manner. No, we couldn't lead in all of our power and all of our glory and all of our God-like strength because we are God-like beings. No, no, you couldn't walk in and do that. No, you had to walk into a family room or you had to walk into a party and go like this. Hi. Un besito. Hi. Do you think I could have a glass of milk? Can I go outside and play? Why? Please listen. Because there was some bigger human being out there that would whoop our asses if we didn't do things the way they told us to do them. Yes or yes? Yes. And so now we walk around planet Earth afraid of our fucking power. Afraid of who we are. Afraid of our strength. And so when it comes time to sell, or when it comes time to believe in yourself, or when it comes time to, hell, get a coach. Do anything outside of the box that shows the planet, you know what? No, I'm going to do this. I'm going to find a way. I'm going to make it happen. What do? Hi, can I go outside and play? Because it's how we were taught. And so I can humbly tell you that the thing that the coronavirus is teaching us right now is that we have an opportunity to learn how to be better human beings, to tap into our true highest self. That's why I tell you to meditate every day, people. Because everything you think, it ain't even you thinking it. I'm going to say that again. Everything you think, it ain't even you thinking it. It's what you've been taught to think. It's what you've been programmed to think. Some of us have issues with money. Some of us, the minute the commission check comes in, we're there hounding the escrow department. We're borrowing money from the broker. It just always feels like we're behind. You don't have to raise your hands. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You can't live life like that anymore, people. You're wired to behave this way. What if I were to tell you that there's people in our company that still haven't cashed commission checks? Because they don't even need the money. Two human beings, two different results. What's the difference that makes the difference? It's the name of the game, my friends. It's the name of the games. Some of us hire an assistant and fire them the next day. Some of us are like a turnover machine because we can't lead or keep people because we're too agitated all the times. Coronavirus is trying to teach you a lesson right now. It's trying to teach you a lesson. It's trying to wake you up. It's trying to love the planet more. It's trying to teach you to love yourself more. It's trying to teach you to love your family more. Yes, all of that. But it's also teaching you, listen, stop winging this damn thing called real estate. Stop it. Because you're not going to reach your full potential if you keep winging. Okay? What'd you learn today? Chat it over. What'd you learn today? What'd you learn today? Different mindset taught differently. Yes. Alex says, a huevo. Yes. I will lead, not follow. Yes. Shannon says, show up in your power. Shannon, by the way, I'm proud of you because you made a recent decision. We were talking about it and that was powerful. Good job. I'm so proud of you. Mindset and leadership. You are powerful. Hell yeah. Carolina says, I'm ready to make the change. Yes. Mindset and skills. Step into my power and take control. Hell yeah, Brian Edwards. Mindset and leadership to love yourself. It's a process and stop winging it. Yeah, man. Wendy says leadership. Stop winging it. Get a coach. We have belief to our inner voice. Stop winging it. And be, do, have. Stop winging it. I need change. You leaders will rise thanks to you. Yes. Being a leader. Leadership belief systems. Yes. Omar, a guy that takes 100 plus listening, still plugging in. Yes. What a big lesson. That's another huge lesson. Omar Alfaro, a guy that takes 100 plus listings and he's still plugging in. You know how many people take 20 listings that... Come on, get over yourselves. The true power is subconscious. Build yourself, immense yourself, and use your power with God-like beings. Pay attention. Yes, focus. Stop winning it and lead. Yes, lack of leadership. Yes, forward. Yes, yes, yes. Beautiful. Repeat after me. Now I am the voice. You know what? I'm going to mute all you guys. I'm going to unmute all you guys. Hang on. I want to hear your beautiful souls. And we're going to put this son of a gun on the podcast. I want everybody to hear what we're all about. So everybody at the top of your lungs. Hold on one second. You guys ready?
Ready.
All unmuted, so I want you loud. Monica Franco, I see you there. Stop and come back. Now I am the voice. No, that was my people. My people. This is. Oh, shout it loud, damn it. I am the voice.
I am the voice.
I am the voice.
Lead not follow.
Oh, lead not follow.
Believe not doubt.
Oh, believe not doubt.
Create not destroy.
Create not destroy.
I am a force for good.
I'm a force for good.
I'm a force for God.
I'm a force for God.
I am a leader.
I am a leader.
I am a leader.
I am a leader.
I love you all. Believe in yourselves.